5 years ago, Scotty Leach was living in a small town in Washington State. He played in a local contra dance band and he loved it, but he didn't feel content.
I didn't have a plan to go to school. And I remember thinking one day, I was sitting in the house I was renting and I felt like I was in a downward spiral. Like my life had no meaning or purpose or direction or anything. And I thought, this is bad.
So then, a very strange thing happened. The president of a small liberal arts college in West Virginia visited and invited Scotty to attend a school with a scholarship. Jerry Milnes is a retired folklore instructor at Davis and Elkins College. He and President Buck Smith recruited Scotty to help launch the Appalachian Ensemble String Band.
Scotty is just an amazing performer who could adapt to play probably just about any kind of music. And that's something really exceptional to me in a musician who can just adapt and play all kinds of music on whatever instrument they're playing. You know, several of these kids have that ability. I found Kaya Cater, who was a young black Canadian banjo player.
And he contacted me on Facebook. And I thought that it was spam because it just seemed so unbelievable that, you know, someone from West Virginia would write me this Facebook message that says, you know, are you interested in a college scholarship to be in a string band? It just seems so far away from my world. And so I almost deleted it.
But Kaya soon realized the offer was real. Kaya and Scotty were part of the first group of D&E students who were awarded scholarships to play traditional Appalachian music. Kaya and Scotty came from far away, and they each brought very different styles to the program. A third student named Rebecca, who ended up leaving the college after a few years, was the only native West Virginian in the band that first year. The first time they ever played together as a band was in Thomas in 2012. I was there, and I remember a crowd gathered around the three young musicians as they played an informal jam.
Even through all the anxiety of, like, you know, are we going to get along as friends? Are we going to be personable to each other? You know, I think that moment was really when we realized that, like, musically, we were going to be okay.
Their sophomore year, a new group of dance students started at D&E. And in addition to West Virginia tunes, the string band learned new music that would showcase the dance students. Scotty Leach says he thinks the program will continue to grow and adapt.
I'm curious what this will be like in 10 years, you know, after several cycles of students have gone through it, what the repertoire looks like, you know. We have some Duke Ellington now. You know, Jerry would have never let us do Duke Ellington the first year.
Jerry Milnes retired a year after Scotty and Kaya started at D&E. As a folklorist of a different generation, he says the break from traditional old-time music was something that was tough for him to get used to.
You know, things move along and things change, and even traditional music changes. It's never been really static. It's changed through time, and it's always going to change. So I realize that this is a new generation and a new time, and I have to understand that.
And the ensemble style of fusion Appalachian music has helped bring a lot of attention to D&E. The college invests in the program in the same way that other schools do for athletic teams. Scholarships average about $7,000 per year, though the amount varies for each student. There are now 13 students in the Appalachian Ensemble. The students tour across Appalachia, performing at schools and festivals. It hasn't been cheap for the college, which has fewer than 900 students. The chair of the Division of Fine and Performing Arts, Tom Hackman, says the ensemble has helped the college do more outreach and branding.
I don't want to say it's paid for itself, but it has. It's been worth it, I think, from the college's standpoint. It's something unique, and a lot of small liberal arts colleges, we have to embrace our uniqueness. We have to look at, you know, these are things that we do that are different from everyone else. And I think a lot of people here on campus recognized very early on that that was the case with the Appalachian Ensemble, that nobody else was doing something exactly like this.
As for Kaya and Scotty, they both say they have a lot of bittersweet emotions this week after they played their very last performance as D&E musicians.
So I've sort of been weepy the last few days. I'm realizing that, you know, I have to leave, and I don't feel like I'm done learning everything that I need to learn, so I want to come back.
Yeah, I do love it. I'm actually I'm going to be sad to go.
This summer, Scotty will be staying in West Virginia to work at the Augusta Heritage Center. After August, he's not sure what his plans will be. Kaya Cater will be touring in Canada and the United States to promote her new solo album, Ninepin. On the sleeve of the CD, Kaya says, "Thank you to Scotty Leach. We've been everywhere and back again." For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Roxy Todd in Elkins.
The holy water caught my dress, and I fell down in a holy mess. Oh, Lazarus, hear me.